How do you lead in a crisis?
Every day could potentially be a day when your leadership skills will be tested to the limit.
A conversation with Tony Kern coming up. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Tony Kern is CEO of Convergent Performance, a Colorado-based company that applies the latest in research on human factors in high-risk businesses. It's aimed at boosting professionalism and optimizing the interface between humans and machines. Kern is a leadership expert, and right now, he's talking about leadership in times of crisis.
One thing for certain is aviation is dynamic and can quickly evolve from simple decisions to incredible complexity, whether you're in the cockpit or whether you're managing a small or large organization. And we know that big things are made of little things. And so the way that I always try to approach that type of decision making is when it looks overwhelming, find the one thing you do understand, find the one thing you can deal with, deal with that, and then look at the whole problem again.
Kern says there's a real difference between leading and managing.
Things are, especially in aviation, they are so redundantly protected and defined by regulations, SOPs, policies, that we forget about the importance of leadership. And, you know, leadership can be something as simple as finding someone within your system that does something one or two standard deviations above the norm, and walking in and giving them that million-dollar handshake, pat on the back, and say, hey, I noticed. So that's one of the things. We can't just be managers. We have to remember that we're leaders.
Kern says you don't have to be a manager to be a leader. Consider the magnitude of the generational turnover in aviation. He says it's not just the biggest generational change in aviation history. It's the biggest in the history of any profession. So how will industry veterans pass along their vast knowledge to the next generation of aviation professionals? In a sense, how do you lead them into taking your place when it's time to retire?
I saw the other day, I was in the cockpit, and that pilot and first officer were separated by 40 years of age. It was very interesting, different value sets, different ways of communicating. All those things are going to be important. The transfer of the wisdom and not the cynicism. I think people have good intent, but I think we need to build the skill set of how do you overcome that social distance to talk to somebody 30 or 40 years younger that you really do have things to say to?
Finally, Kern says it's about leading in times of change. And here's a hint. Things are always changing. He says leaders don't shy away from change. It's the water they swim in, the air that they breathe. Tony Kern is one of the speakers later this month at the NBAA Leadership Conference in San Antonio, Texas. It runs February 22nd through the 24th. You'll find more information on the events page at nbaa.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment, but first, please, this message.
As an NBAA member, you have a staff of aviation experts at your disposal. No matter how big your company is, all you have to do is access the industry experts at NBAA's Operations Service Group Help Desk to get your questions answered. With a single phone call or email, members have access to a designated staff person for real-time answers on technical and operational information, business aircraft ownership, FAA regulations, tax issues, and much more. Contact the Operations Service Group Help Desk today at 202-783-9250 or email info@mbaa.org.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Well, there it is. Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster, chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, is out with his FAA reauthorization bill, the one that would separate air traffic services from the agency and hand them to a private organization, funding them with user fees. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland calls that a fatally flawed concept. Even though some segments of general aviation might be exempted from user fees under this initial plan, Boland says privatization will hurt general aviation, stifling both innovation and competition. Boland's issued a call for action, asking members to contact their representatives in Washington and let them know how they feel about privatization and user fees. You can do that by using the Contact Congress tool on the NBAA website, and you can do that now on your smartphone. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.